Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'll let you know what's going on. I will tell stories about what is going on, and that's really kind of our job here. You can consider this a job. What do you do for work? I talk. What do you do for work? I lift heavy things and throw them into trucks. Ah, okay. It's just a,
don't you do both, though?
I do, as a matter of fact. Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I do that. Thank you very much. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. November the 2nd is upon us. It's Tuesday. Is today? No, today's Wednesday, right? What is today? I haven't forgotten. No, today's Wednesday, yeah.
That's
today is
Wednesday. It's one of today the days that end in Y.
Wednesday, yes, exactly. Good way to put it. Jay Kirshner is here to grace the airwaves with her thoughts, her presence, her pleasant voice, her pleasant manner. We're here to be pleasant, for the most part. Once in a while, old Uncle Dougie will get a little cranked up about things. This doesn't crank me up. This makes me smile because we have done it. We know how to do it, and we're doing it. The folks at NASA and their astronomer team found a new planet. That's a good news. I don't know whether it's a good news or not, because it looks like you can eat the planet. It has the density of a marshmallow. How about that? It's big. It's soft. It's the size of Jupiter. And it would be a big bathtub, if you were in. You could bounce around, jump around. Too bad we didn't find this before Halloween. The bigger place to spend Halloween, right?
Uh-huh. Just fluffy.
Yes. Astronomers using the National Observatory in Arizona saw this unusual planet in orbit around a cool red dwarf planet. It's about 580 light years away. What difference does it make? You know, under the circumference, 580, 680, 50,000, whatever. It's in the constellation Auriga. And let's see here. It's planet identified as TOI-3757b. Oh, yeah. I saw TOI-3756b. Did you see that one?
Oh, totally. And don't mess up with the C. That one's cool, too.
Lowest density planet ever detected. Its average density calculated to be 0.27 grams per... What does all this mean? It means that it has no gravity whatsoever, right? Has half the density of Saturn, which is the lowest density planet in our solar system.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quarter the density of water. How do they find this? Look at how far away it is. How do they know this?
Right?
Isn't that amazing?
This is just so fascinating.
Or are they just kidding?
It's orbit.
Maybe they're just telling stories.
Days.
Yeah, man, come on.
Well, if this came out, let's say, on April 1st, then maybe that would be a little bit sus, but this one makes sense.
Yeah.
This one adds up. I believe it.
Okay. Well, I do, too, because I trust
3.5 days is the orbit around its red dwarf sun.
Yes, right. It's a small sun. Doesn't have any solar. They have no. I wonder if they have any on that planet. Again, anybody listening to radio, and if it's going to be affected by the stars, I mean by the sun's spots. We had that info yesterday, I think. Giant planets around a red dwarf star. They're hard, usually. It takes them a long time to form. Because of the problems of you need the power of a big strong sun in order to, that's why we, as the third rock from the sun, we have become dense, because we're close to the energy source. Further away from the energy source, we go out, as is pointed out here, Jupiter, which is the furthest one out before Pluto, I think, isn't it? Or is it Saturn? I forget now the order of things, but I think Jupiter is out there, and Saturn's not very dense either.
In Uranus,
frankly.
Though.
That's thank you very much.
Pluto.
Glad you noticed. Okay, so anyway, the fluffy planet is the celebration of the day from the News Bureau here on the Good Day program. Okay, what's next? What's also in the news today? South Korea. Let's go to the Koreas for a little bit and see what's going on. South Korea is upset because North Korea fired 10 missiles yesterday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 flying toward the Korean Peninsula. The missiles landed off the coast. It looks like this guy just wants to go to war. This little twerp, this little punk, this little worthless piece of you-know-what. The closest one landed 16 miles from their sea border. So they have the 200-mile, oh, that's the international law now, 200 miles off the coast is yours. So this thing landed 216 miles off the coast of South Korea. What would you do if you were South Korea's military leader or you were the leader of South Korea, period? What do you do? Do you do we do the same thing to him? He's got no water around him, so you're not going to fly any missiles. And what, you can't do the same thing.
No,
to
no.
him. Maybe you can do something else.
It, even do something somewhat similar, and that's an act of like, okay, fine, let's go to
I'm
war.
Going
let's
to war.
Start it. There,
right.
Why? When was there another time that there was this much unrest across the entire planet? Was that World War II?
Yeah, there was. Well, here's the story about if you want to really look at it in a way that many people don't either understand, know, or believe. There is an eclipse of the moon, a full eclipse of the moon, coming up this weekend. And if Maria Trilogy or any other good astrologer worth his or her salt were here, they would tell you that with all of that, there is a danger of lots of anger and the upset that is. I'm just looking at a newsletter that I read yesterday. There are going to be, let's see, there's several eclipses that occurred this year. This is the big one. The total lunar eclipse is November 8th. They activate things signified by anger. They can create two things, positive influence or negative influence. Most eclipses, I'm reading directly from this, I don't usually read, but I'm reading directly from the text here. Most eclipses disturb the order of things. I guess that's how I can synthesize this. And if today we're in the month of Scorpio, I know because I'm a Scorpio, and any planet that's in Scorpio will be affected by this. And because we are, we're going to be affected by the eclipse. So, I mean, that's just one astrologer's point of view. There are good and bad circumstances with any occurrence like this. But a total lunar eclipse is going to, I'm reading the description, it's at 21 degrees of Aries, yada, yada, yada. But it comes, it sometimes signifies the end of life. Because the deity for this place in the sun is Yama. And my father was called Yama by his friends in South Boston because he was pretty much looked up to as someone who survived because he didn't have any parents and he was on his own. So he became a god-like character to some of the young kids there. Yama also, according to Indian lore, is the god of death. So anyway, enough. I'm just giving you a little background into what some think is going to be a bellicose period between now and the end of the year. And along with that, don't expect the Russians to give up easily, even though they're getting their asses kicked.
Right.
They're not,
Yeah, right.
All right, so enough of that. As long as we're in the Korean corner, though, there's more information about that deadly South Korean crowd surge and the people that were killed, 156, 157 people were killed. And a lot of people were injured in that.
About just as many injured.
Yeah, right, exactly. So the president of South Korea ordered the government to provide medical emergency assistance for those who were involved in this incident. This morning's Washington Post reports that there were some warning calls made to police before this all took place. But imagine, just it doesn't make a difference where this took place. Imagine you're in a situation like this. This is the value, if you will, of a story like this, an occasion, an occurrence like this. where people are in, and this has happened here. I'm trying to think of the last time there was something in New York, and we've had incidents. Where was the building that was locked? There was a fire, and the building was locked, and nobody could get out. Was that in Philadelphia? How many years ago? Maybe 10 years ago. Remember that? Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness. That's awful.
Yeah. And so this happens, and it's happened in other places. It happened in England, I remember once. It happened someplace in Africa where people are in a situation where they're so squeezed in, and they think it's, oh, they love it. It's crazy. This is fun, man. You're dancing cheek to cheek, in a manner of speaking. And I don't mean your face. There's people with video, and you can hear the people screaming. And the medical and emergency personnel didn't arrive to the scene to start controlling the crowd until well after they had started, around 6 or 7 o'clock, it looks like.
Yeah, well, that was when the call started coming in, that people were saying, there are too many people here. You need to get emergency personnel out here. They need to start controlling the crowd. And emergency personnel didn't even show up until well after 11.
Yeah.
But we had a crowd surge happen with the Travis Scott Astro World. What was that, just last year, 2 years ago now?
I don't know. I don't remember that. What was that?
It was that big concert, and a bunch of people died when people, it was the crowd surge. They all stormed towards the stage, and a bunch of people got crushed, not to this caliber, not this many people, but it was, oh my goodness. It was last year sometime. I think around this time.
Yeah, I'm blanking on that, but I know that there are a lot of these things. People think if they get into big groups, they're going to have a better time. I don't know why that is, but it's maybe the energy that comes from people that start, they're attracted to something and some activity, and then you go, we have those, how many of those things do we have, the South by Southwest, some of those, the Coachella thing.
Oh, yeah, Coachella.
Bonnaroo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, a word to the wise is hopefully sufficient. This is, as we get into the colder weather and it's time for celebrations, we're now in the end of the year. Let's make sure there's plenty of room for everybody to enjoy. 18 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Ladies and gentlemen, about about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
There's a medication recall. It's a blood pressure medication called Quinapril. You must be familiar with that.
Quinapril is one of the so-called ACE inhibitor drugs, Zestril, Lisinopril, Ramipril, the Prils. Very commonly used to lower blood pressure for heart failure. Talk to your pharmacist, talk to your doctors. There's many cousins in the same family you can substitute.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour, today's Doug Steffen Good Day program at the ready with a focus on celebrity news, gossip, social media trendings, and this is the big one. The story of Taylor Swift, about whom we frequently speak because she is such an accomplished lady, breaking yet another record. We'll talk about that after this. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. We talk about records, literally and figuratively. She has released this album, Midnights. We were talking about, was this last week? We talked about the gossip regarding the fact that it was being released. And now there are 10 songs on this that claim the top 10 slots on the Billboard list, is that true?
Yeah, yeah, Billboard's Hot 100. So she has Midnights, which has 13 tracks, and then she already released an updated Midnights called the 3 a.m. version that has a few extra tracks, and 10 of the songs have claimed the top 10 spots of Billboard's Hot 100. Now, this chart looks at all
the old
genres.
Days, the Beatles had the top five.
Yeah.
Well, or Elvis had the top four songs on the list, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the most recent to get close to this record was Drake, who had 9 of the Hot 100 top 10. Mm-hmm. Now, Taylor Swift takes all of the top 10, and this looks at streaming and radio airplay and records sold.
Sales. Mm-hmm. Yep. Vigilante blank at number 10. Karma at 9. You're On Your Own Kid at 8. Question is number 7. Bejeweled is 6. Midnight Rain is 5. Snow on the Beach is 4. Maroon is 3. Lavender Haze is 2. And Antihero is 1. What makes that so popular? What is the message in Antihero? It's got to be, that's been, look at all those millions and millions of streams and airplay. That sort of stuff. So what is there about that that is, do you suppose, so appealing?
It's just such a great beat.
Her story.
Interesting lyrics. And she's Taylor Swift. I mean, my goodness.
She's going to be performing in a number of stadiums, a couple of nights in L.A., Chicago, Atlanta, Philadelphia this year. This next year, right? Not.
Yes. 2023. Yeah. She kicks off her first tour in 5 years. She was supposed to tour with her most recent album, Lover, but then the pandemic.
The tickets go between $49 and $449. There you go. This is a Christmas present. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. As eccentric as this may sound, and heaven forbid that I should ever be called eccentric, our pets know when we are not feeling well, even before we do. Even when our pets may not be close with certain family members, when those family members are not feeling well, somehow our pets know and hang around that person. For example, my grandfather, who was not an animal lover and thought perhaps I needed psychiatric help, became very ill towards the end. And towards that end, the dogs and cats living at my mom's house that had never spent any time near him until the day before he died, that evening they actually slept in his room. The bonds they build with special needs children and adults, the bond between seniors and the senior pets, all of this is in their ability to read us, physically, mentally, and spiritually, and anticipating our needs before we even know what those needs are. I hear this all the time, how the dog or cat will not leave my side when I'm not feeling well, or how they'll go into a room a day or two before someone passes on. They know. Watch your dog or cat carefully. They understand what we don't. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Progressive presents today's to-do list for your dog.
Check front door. Check window. Check other window. Rest chin on ground. Look into distance. Bark for no reason. Check front door. Check window. Check other window.
Your pet has a very busy schedule, so it's up to you to make sure they're protected. That's why Progressive Car Insurance covers your pets for up to $1,000 if they're ever in a car accident with you.
Chase shiny ball. Lose shiny ball. Find shiny ball. Eat shiny ball.
Get coverage for your pets with any auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's petition to temporarily block a subpoena seeking his testimony as part of a Georgia probe into the 2020 election. Graham claimed that he is shielded from such probes as a sitting senator. The Supreme Court ruled that only applies to his role in a legislative process. United Airlines pilots overwhelmingly voted against a tentative contract offer that could spell trouble for the holiday travel season. The Airline Pilots Association said 94% of its roughly 10,000 pilots voted against a roughly 14.5% pay increase, enhanced overtime, and training pay. Twitter's new owner and self-described Chief Twit announced Twitter will be increasing its subscription fee. Elon Musk says you can complain all you want, it will still cost you $8 a month, for the Twitter Blue Verified Service. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Casey Hubbard is in the focus here, playing the trumpet. Marching band was always one of the things that he really wanted to do. So he joined the marching band, and he found his purpose. His dream was to perform on a football field where the team plays and the crowd cheers. Isn't that easy, though? He's in a wheelchair.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go again, 34 after the hour. Yes, it's Christmas. Earlier this week, I think we celebrated, well, we were the first, Jay. Make no mistake about it. This program was the first to play Christmas music on any station in the country. And then there was a copycat station in Chicago that started on Monday. And since then, 5 other radio stations have turned to all Christmas all the time. As it gets earlier and earlier. I don't know that anybody dares do this before Halloween. It just doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense.
We dared, and I know, we it was did, amazing. Yes, we won. We basically won the entire holiday season. We won Christmas.
Yeah, we did. So the contest is over. We won. Bingo. End of story.
Go home.
One of the things,
we're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the situation, as I look back on it over my radio career, playing Christmas music used to be the week before Christmas. When I was a disc jockey in the 60s and the early 70s, from 65 to 74, I was a disc jockey when I first started being on the radio. And we played Christmas music And it wasn't even mandatory to play all Christmas music until the day before Christmas. During the week before Christmas, we would sprinkle it in maybe three or four Christmas tunes an hour with whatever else we were playing. I was on middle of the road, what we called at the time, middle of the road stations, and I was on pop stations. We didn't call them, we didn't have the same delineation as they do today. It was all hit music, and it was a mix of a lot of different things. We go back to listening to the music of the 50s, 60s, 70s. It wasn't like, okay, all of these songs would be in this category and all. It was just whatever people were interested in. So the Christmas stuff then started spreading out, and then there were stations that would play all Christmas music the week before Christmas, and then maybe it was 10 days, and then, you know, it was 2 weeks, and then it was the 1st of December, and then it was right after Thanksgiving, you know, and it just keeps pushing. I want to be first. But you know what happens when Christmas music gets played on these stations? Their ratings double. People love listening to Christmas music. And there are, in some big cities, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Miami, they usually have two stations that are playing Christmas music. One of them is that upbeat, sort of secular stuff, rocking around the Christmas tree, it's a Christmas, you know, that stuff.
Oh, of course, and the ones that have been covered time and time again.
Right. And then there are the other stations that play Silent Night, Holy Night. So there's the up-tempo Christmas stuff, which is what I prefer listening to versus, mm-hmm. and I sang, we all sang this stuff as kids growing up, and we all sang it. Maybe you had a little choir in your family. I know I belonged to the choir at church that I grew up in, and the concert choir at college, and we would sing concerts, all this stuff. But it was always much more, and by the way, when you were in church, you never sang Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. It was, oh, well, let's see, a dance day for daylights.
Oh, it's right? A good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining.
What was another one? It came upon a midnight clear.
Midnight clear? Yep, one. It came upon a midnight clear. That glorious. So here we go.
Oh, joy to the world, of course.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Anymore, that's a church right now.
Yeah, right. Worship at the altar of Uncle Doug. All right, here's some good news. An important message of hope, in fact, made by replanting three species of extinct trees on Hawaii. With all the focus on Hawaii, the news from Hawaii this week is about the volcanic eruption, right? But on a side street, a side issue, seed gathering trip on one of Hawaii's mountains, conservationists found a tree species believed to have been extinct for the last 30 years. So this month, teams from various organizations, mostly the ones that found this tree species, went back to that same area, and they planted 30 seedlings, Jay, born from the fruits of the plants they found in 1992. Hoping the species can recover and repopulate. This is what gets done. If you want to do this sort of thing, there are ways of doing it. I'm not sure all species that are dying are worth saving or need to be saved, but in this circumstance, somebody took it pretty seriously, and it looks like a palm tree, by the way. It belongs to a family known as the Hawaiian Loboloids, and they grow to 35 feet, thick head, long, narrow leaves. They used to be found growing under the shade of giant koa trees, mostly where the volcanoes have erupted. Isn't that interesting? How does stuff grow in that volcanic?
Yeah.
Right? You ever wonder when you drive, if you go to the mountains like the White Mountains and New Hampshire, any place with the mountains, and you see these evergreen trees growing out of the side of the mountain, out of the rocks? Somebody, somehow a seed blew in and was caught in that little hole on the side of the granite or whatever it is, and it starts to grow, and hundreds of years later, yeah, it's pretty amazing. All right, so there's a discovery or a rediscovery, if you will. Speaking of these problems that some people are concerned about, having to do with extinction, having to do, usually the same people that are interested in this are much more sober than some of the climate activists. Here, listen to this one. You ready? This is the story of some climate people who were arrested. A protester glued their head to a girl with a pearl earring. Say it again.
Oh, yeah, the girl with the pearl earring.
The painting. Mm-hmm. Right. Here we have what? We've had people throwing stuff, attacking Van Gogh pictures, pictures of famous people.
And we are more so talking about what they did and not their reasoning and what is they're protesting, which just further goes to say, find a new way to protest. Get your message across in a better way where people are talking about what you are protesting rather than what you did in your protest.
So should we not be talking? Should we not report on these things and give people ideas? Maybe that's we shouldn't talk about.
No, because it seems like these are the same group doing the same thing, fighting against oil and...
Yeah. Big oil.
They already know what they're doing. They already have their plans. They already are just mapping out their places at this point. I don't really think they're copycats. I think they're all part of the same organization.
All right. That's good to know. It's, there are things you can hear in my voice when I start to chuckle because I know where I'm going to go with this stuff. And I know that the audience hopefully will be amused as I am when I start looking at innovations for Christmas. All right, big headline on one of the sites that I look at, and it's the story of a low-cost stick that finds all of your photos and saves them. This is trending on a couple of different sites. You know me, I'm not much when it comes to stuff like this. I don't necessarily, I can follow, but I'm crude about it. You know what I mean? I've looked at this stuff. Okay, well, I'll follow it over here. So, as Victoria used to call it, clickbait. I saw the picture of this photo stick from Omni, and so I followed it. And this, by the way, if you're interested in getting, if Jennifer were here, she'd tell you, she probably has all her Christmas shopping done. How are you doing with yours? Have you done any at all?
Oh, we're almost done.
You are?
We're almost done.
Oh, that's terrible. If I buy presents, I do it the day before Christmas. Otherwise, it's money I give to the kids for their college fund and stuff. But anyway, this photo stick that I'm talking about, if you want to look it up, it works with Windows or Mac or iPhone, iPads, Android devices, and it frees up space for more photos. That's the problem. You know, I talk about this when you're trying to help me out with mine, because I have the guy who helps me with all of my technical stuff beside you has said that when I get jammed up, you know, all of my space is used up, what do I do? And I have a lot of photos in my phone, and so this particular stick can save 60,000 photos and videos. How about that? And it's just a little thing. How do they do that?
Really impressive. Yeah, and it's great when it clears things up, because sometimes you don't want to put things up in the cloud. You want that hard device that you can still hold on to.
Yeah. All right, anyway, let's get to what's going on in San Francisco. It seems that the Capitol Police had cameras outside of Ms. Pelosi's house. But guess what? Nobody ever looked at them. So they're just there. Three cameras focused on the house, and nobody ever monitored them. I'd say that the Capitol Police were caught pretty flat-footed on this one. It's one of the other things.
Because she wasn't there? Are they more monitored when she is there?
Well, from what I can see, they weren't monitored at the time of the break-in. Now, I haven't figured out whether I'm listening to an interview last night with the Capitol Police chief. His name is Tom Manger. And he was looking for excuses. Well, you know, she wasn't there, or we didn't have him operating, or we just installed him, or some other foolishness. Now we have to add additional layers of physical security for her and for other members of Congress. So this idiot, how much is his action going to cost the taxpayers? That's how I look at this stuff. This guy's name is David DePage, and he apparently had some plan. When he went into the house, he went upstairs. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning, right? And he went up to try to find her. Who's crazy enough to do that? Then he wakes up Paul Pelosi and says, "Where's Nancy? I need to talk to Nancy." What are you nuts? Yeah, you are nuts. In fact, he is nuts. Anyway, so Paul Pelosi said, "I got to use the bathroom." So this guy's dumb enough. Okay, I'll go to the bathroom and we'll talk. So he calls the police. The rest of the story you pretty much know, but under the circumstances, there's a lot of different things here. We find weakness, but you don't expect this sort of thing. You don't want to think that there's this kind of stuff. Maybe that's the way you look at it. I'm so sick of this stuff.
What is this world coming to? And really, nobody is safe. We were just not long ago talking about, and when I say not long ago, I mean probably a year ago, talking about, is it okay for people to protest on politicians' yards? Is there anything off limits? But now, this goes so far beyond that. We're straight up break-ins, intruders. The dude had a hammer. He hit Paul Pelosi in the head with a hammer.
Yep. Yeah. All right. John Roberts, the chief cook and bottle washer in the Supreme Court, apparently slowed down the request for Trump's taxes, looking at whether Trump's been at Supreme Court with his lawyers, or he hasn't been, but the Supreme Court has seen his lawyers pretty much every day for a long time. And they want, you know, they seem to want to get at his taxes, and Trump doesn't want people to see his taxes. Now, there are two reasons for that. A, because it's none of anybody's business, or B, I'm hiding something. And, of course, the people who don't like him say he's hiding something, and the people that do like him say, hey, it's nobody's business. I tend to, at this point, kind of weigh in with the people who say it's none of anybody's business. I remember when Howard Stern ran for governor of New York, and he dropped out of the race. He ran as an independent, dropped out of the race because they said he had to produce his tax return. So that's nobody's business. What difference does that make? And I think he's right. 48 past the hour.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kinda like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. Buy me both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
After the hour, let's go into the farm, food, and family corner of the program, Jay. Check out things that are happening here of interest and import to those of us who like to eat. Maybe that's what I do, because everybody wants to eat, right? Mm. Got to eat one way or another. All right, here's a sad story. This stuff, I don't know if it makes me angry or just I feel badly for the farmer. Officials in Iowa said this week that there's another commercial egg farm in the state that's infected with a bird flu. And so now this is a case in Wright County where they had to kill over 1 million chickens.
That is just too, how can those chickens be raised in a humane way when you have
that many? Nobody's
it's
saying they're being raised in a humane way. Not at all. Turkeys, egg-laying hens, chickens that are used for meat. All of them, 5 flocks infected. The virus is very contagious, and so any bird that's been exposed gets killed. That's pretty much it. And most of it was we had a problem, not in my farm, but around here in New England early in the year, like April and May and June, and then it went away. But so far this year, almost 50 million birds in 43 states have been slaughtered because of the flu. Again, spring migration is where it was the biggest problem, but now apparently this flock was infected in late October. The confirmation was Monday, and they were destroyed on Tuesday. Good God, this is something. Well, I don't know, what does it say about eating chicken, in manner of speaking? All right, pumpkins. Let's start with something more pleasant in a moment. Pumpkins in our focus here on Good Day.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, you've heard of pumpkins for pigs? Maybe you haven't. This is a Kentucky farm that has helped people. The pumpkins, we all wanted to decorate pumpkins, right, before Halloween. So this place in Kentucky donated these pumpkins, and then, you know, the pumpkinsforpigs.com website that connected farmers and the community encouraged people to donate their pumpkins afterwards to feed farm animals. As a matter of fact, interestingly enough, today I'm sending my dump truck down to a produce farm in the next town. Guy called me yesterday. He says, I got a truckload of pumpkins. You know, they're all done because who wants a pumpkin after Halloween? And he said, do you want to feed it to the cows? And I said, sure, because not only do pigs like pumpkins, but cows like pumpkins. They just chop them up a little bit. It's like candy to them. Yeah. They love them. They grab them and they shake them around, and then they almost have a smile on their face. So that's one thing. People say, what happened to all those pumpkins after Halloween? Well, that's what happens to them. All right. Now, pumpkins can be also composted. In addition to donating them to farms, you can put them in the compost pile. That's what we have a lot of people. I have a compost operation on my farm, and we take a lot of porch pumpkins and throw them. You know, don't throw them in the rubbish, for God's sakes. They're not going to do any good. It's actually bad for the rubbish because it attracts all kinds of bugs. Bring them around, donate them to farms with pigs or with cows. Also, if you have some land around you, like, you know, I'm here or around maybe neighborhoods, suburbia, cut up the pumpkin and throw it in the backyard, and the wildlife come and eat it. There's lots of that going on. The deer come eat it. I know some people say, I don't want deer coming close to the house because they eat all the flowers. But it's good for them or other wildlife. So a number of things to consider when getting rid of your pumpkin, courtesy of the Good Day Show at 59 past the hour.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.